bit. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, I'm not going to worry ever again. Oh, my. Worry is on everybody's mind. Yeah, you turn around a little more of the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to just talk about worry a moment. I want to just be down to earth, and I want to know what worry is. And I want to give you this little demonstration, this little illustration here at the beginning, because I believe, according to Scripture, worry is a trust issue packaged in fear. I don't see how we can ever stop worrying unless we realize it's really a trust issue. Worry is a trust issue packaged in fear. You see, down inside of worry is a thing that has not been released, and it's called trust. If I completely trusted, I would never worry. Worry is a symptom that somewhere I'm not trusting something. It could be myself, God, the Word, it could be whatever. But see, inside are all our little worry thoughts. And you can have a yoke of many thoughts of worry. You see, until this trust is handled properly and opened up and placed on the thoughts and mixed together to make it into something different, I have a trust issue. This is what worry sounds like to God when we worry. It has to do with trust. And I want to talk about that tonight, but I probably am a worryholic. And I thank God when He came into my life, He began a process of changing my thoughts. Doesn't mean that worry does not try to creep back. It doesn't mean that sometimes I don't process concern right, because worry is concern gone bad. But I want to talk tonight about two women, and I want to relate it to worry. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. The good part, we know it's at the feet of Christ, but the good part is the worry-free zone. There are two zones that you and I will deal with in life. As a believer, these two zones are always before us. The first one, it's the first zone is where Jesus is worshiped, honored, loved, and trusted with our life. Because all worry is a trust issue. That's the zone that God wants us to live in. But being real tonight, there is another zone that tries to creep in. And that zone, the second zone, is where deep insecurities and fear live. That zone produces worry and troubling thoughts resulting in angry and demanding behavior patterns. I want to relate here the story of Martha and Mary. It's more than the good part and spending time with Christ. That is the primary interpretation of the text, but the reality is Martha had some trust issues. We know that Martha also, later on, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. That's a trust issue. I don't think Martha all of a sudden was a worrier. I think it was a pattern in her whole life. Isn't it interesting? Some things that were patterns in our life never came to the surface until I became a believer. And then God began to show us things about ourselves we needed to change. So there's two zones where Jesus is worshiped, honored, loved, and I trust him completely. Or the other zone where deep insecurities and fear live. Isn't it interesting? Have you ever noticed when you're around someone who's worrying that they've got to share that worry with you? Mary, you better come and Lord, tell Mary to come. And Jesus said, you know what, Martha? I understand your perception of serving. But the reality, Martha, this isn't really about your hot dogs and meatloaf you're cooking. This is really about a trust issue because you are troubled. How many know that worry brings trouble? And we're going to talk about that tonight. It says, but Martha was cumbered about with much serving. Interesting word, cumbered. It means to be distracted, overoccupied, and busy. She was distracted. Worry distracts us from reality. And then she has this statement, don't you care? Worry, don't forget this tonight, friends. Worry causes us to doubt the unconditional love of God. Because why would God allow this in my life if it really was unconditional? Don't you care, Jesus? If I was Jesus, I would have said, well, Martha, I was born of a virgin. I'm going to be rejected by men. I'm going to be on a cross for 6 hours. I'm going to be humiliated. Do you think I care, Martha? But he wasn't defensive. But it's interesting that my own life, I look back at times when I was deeply worried about things. It kind of caused me not to have this great relationship with people around me. It was almost like Martha, does anybody care about my problem? Does anybody care about my worry? You know, it's interesting that we often feel rejected or we feel people don't love us if they won't connect with our worry. In other words, well, how come you're not worried? Don't you understand this, Jesus? You know, Jesus said, I'm not connecting with you, Martha, with your troubling worry. I'm not doing that. But we want to get other people to worry with us, and if we don't, we feel they rejected us or they don't love us, they don't care. Amen on that. Don't you care? She questioned his love. And then she becomes aggressive, bitter. Tell her to come out here. Tell her to come into the kitchen. Wow. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the wheel within the middle of the wheel, the Lamb of God, the prophet like unto Moses. I mean, here she is saying, you don't care, and you better do as I tell you, Jesus. Remarkable, really, if you do a study in human behavior, just relating to someone who wasn't the Son of God, this is not right behavior. That shows you the power that worry does. The worry has. Don't you care? Of course I care. It's not a question of that. Martha, get in the worry-free zone. Martha, I can speak. I can just speak and multiply the dinner tonight. I can have it already made up. You see, sometimes we cannot connect with the trust issue because are we convinced that God holds everything in his hand? And then, Martha, Martha, you're troubled and careful about many things. The word careful means anxious. How many know your thoughts can be anxious thoughts? Troubled. Oh, I love this Greek word. I don't have the actual word, but this is what it means in the Greek. Disturbed with confusion. Have you ever been around someone, and I know my wife's been around me, and I at times, you know, it does bring confusion. When you're worried, we're confused. Like it's like a short circuit. You know, come on, guys. You know what a short circuit is? You're working with that computer, you spill water on it, and Michael, I'm sure with his tools, sometimes it short-circuited things and blew things up. It's a short circuit. It's confusion. And I'm sure Mary was kind of looking at Martha like, are you okay, girl? You all right? You know, it's like, I'm confused, Martha. Here's the Son of God. Why aren't you coming over and sitting down? Why is it that you're confused that he's not always going to be here? And Martha, have you ever thought of this? There's very few people that will ever have Jesus in their house in order to talk to him and ask him questions about spirituality or the world or the universe or anything. Martha, you're confused. That's what confusion does. And I fear in this hour, there's so many people, even believers, that have become worried. And they have stopped praying, stopped coming to the house of God, because confusion has come in and made that element bigger than God is. It doesn't work in this hour. We all have to deal with worry. And just like we talked about Sunday, we've got to find that zone and live there. Amen. Now, Jesus in Matthew 6:25, he said this, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and is not the body more than raiment?" You see, the good part is where there's life. Jesus said there's life that can flow to you, but worry, anxious thoughts, troubling thoughts can stop that life from coming. You know, for years, every time it rained really, really hard, I'd come into sanctuary, and that wall right out there, there'd be moisture all along the wall. And sometimes it'd be out there. And so for years, trying to figure out what on earth was this, what was this problem? And thank God for Kathy Grizzard. She keeps, "Pastor, you know, come on out here." And one of the rain things that comes from all the way from the roof, you could tell there was the soil around it was worn out, like water. So what happened was that one was clogged up, and so the rainwater would come down the spigot, and it couldn't let a lot out, so it would come back up, and it just wore the soil. So we got Roto-Rooter to come out. He says, "Yeah, that one was majorly clogged up." Guess what? Since all this rain, no problems. Sometimes we're not aware that we're in the good zone, but you know, one of the symptoms is there's things wearing away in my life that shouldn't be wearing away. I'm losing somewhere I shouldn't be losing. I shouldn't be losing peace of mind. I shouldn't be losing my fire for God. I shouldn't be losing my trust for God. And sometimes, if, you know, we can pray for revival, I love to pray. I love to pray for and intercede for others. But sometimes I need to come before God and say, "God, is one of my drains plugged up? Is one of my, it just seems like I worry about this. I worry about the electric bill. I worry about this. And then I go to this. And then I go start over. And I worry about this. And Lord, if I'm not worrying, I'm worrying because I'm not worrying." That is a symptom something's plugged up. And even though we think we are autonomous and we can help ourselves, well, we can to a certain capacity, but sometimes you need to bring Roto-Rooter in and get the thing clogged up and get on your way. Amen. That's what the Word is for. That's what the house of God is for. So that you and I can live in a worry-free zone. Because they say every minute you worry, it takes a minute off your life. I can't validate that. But I know that worry brings high blood pressure, stress, anxiety, which were some of the major killers in the United States. Jesus said, "Don't take any thought for your life." Now, I know that's very easy to read, but sometimes that is not easy to live. And I don't think in this hour, if people really want God, they're going to have to find real Christians that say, "You know what? It's not always easy, but it's always right." I'm sure Martha, after that, was completely different. I'm not sure she was perfect, but in the Greek, when you repeat someone's name twice, it's a rebuke. It wasn't like, "Oh, Martha, Martha." In other words, "Martha, listen, you're out of order. You don't got it right." Now, why does God address us like Martha, Martha? Because he loves us. He doesn't want us worried. What was one of the major issues with the 10 spies? It was a trust issue. Lord, we see all the giants and all the things, but in our own eyes, we don't trust ourselves, and therefore, can we really trust you? So worry really is a deep trust issue. And this is what worry sounds to God. And it sounds that way to the person that you're telling to worry about. Kind of agitates you, doesn't it? It's not what we want. What we want is we want the macaroni. I guess it went somewhere, but there it is. We want to complete the thing. You know, many times we just, well, I'm just a believer, and sometimes I worry, sometimes I don't, and hallelujah, this is how I'm going to turn out. Yeah, this is who I'm turning out to be, but yet our whole life is just worry. Boy, don't I look good right there? Well, that's kind of a promise of what you're going to be, what I'm going to be. But what meaneth the bleeding of the sheep in my ears, Samuel said, Saul? Something ain't right. So what I have to do is I have to reach inside my own heart and I have to say, do I have a trust issue? Did I have an issue growing up with my parents? Did I get hurt by a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or an ex-husband and wife, and they broke my trust and broke my heart? And see, trust issues have to be completely healed if I'm going to move on. So what God wants, he wants us to take all of those thoughts, because this is his destiny, the completion of his work. Take those, put them in the boiling water of his word, the anointed word, and then add a new layer of trust. And when that happens, good. There's not much things better than macaroni and cheese when they cook it right. There's not much. You add the jalapenos, the butter, triple cheese, bake it in the oven, put bacon on top. Boy, I'm hungry. There ain't much better than that. And you know what? God says, you haven't even reached the stage yet. You think you're complete? No. I'm going to make you better and gooder and better and better and gooder. And one day, instead of just a picture of who you are, you'll be living it. And when things happen and life comes, there's no sound of worry, because we've lived in that zone so long. We recognize any Martha syndrome in us, and we become very careful how much worry I put on someone else. Never, never, and I've had to learn this the hard way. God spoke to me, don't put worry on your wife. You come to me first. She's not God. Same way with me. We often think a person that's present can handle my worry more than God. People say this, you know, you're not ever supposed to complain. Well, there's only one time you can, and David said it. He said, I pour my complaint out to the Lord. Complaining has a highway to worry. We're both raised in the same family of unbelief and bear children of insecurity, fear, and discontent. So what God wants us to do tonight is he wants us to realize we all still got some uncooked macaroni, but we have a promise that we don't have to worry about tomorrow. What would happen if we woke up tomorrow and from that moment on there were no worries? I'm not talking about that we don't have to deal with problems. I'm not talking about you get a bill you didn't expect. I'm just talking about what would happen for the rest of our life if we woke up and stayed in a worry-free zone and didn't pass worry on to someone else, but had a new trust in God. One thing I love about Joel Osteen, every time I listen to him, that man does not have a Martha syndrome. That man has a merry, I just love that. I love that encouragement. Oh my goodness. I'm like, where does he get this from? It's amazing to me. And I'm not exalting him, but I know that God wants to bring all of us to the place, number one, that we enjoy everyday life. For years, I did not enjoy my life, even as a pastor and as a Christian, because I came in and out of the worry zone. Finally, God had to get a hold of me. He said, Bill, come on. I didn't call you just to be a preacher. I called you to be like my son. I called you to live in joy and find the path of life. And I know there's struggles, but if you'll cast it on me and trust me with all of your heart, like you preach, you can live the rest of your life in joy and cheerfulness. You can live the rest of your life. Even when trouble knocks at the door, you don't have to open it up. You can come into that good part, that secret place Mary found, and you can give it to me, because am I not bigger than that? Do not I fill heaven and earth? God says. Do not I see every sparrow? Do not I go to every funeral of a sparrow? How much more valuable are you? See, our problem is the lack of value, how we see ourselves compared to how God sees us. And it always brings a trust issue. So tonight, let's get the trust working. Let's find out how good trust is. Trust is good. And once you trust God, it's like this. It goes all over other people too. Have you ever been around somebody, they ain't saying it, you ain't saying it, but you just know, just you can talk about the weather, they trust God more than you do. I've been with people over in Africa, people that have nothing, people that want four-hour services, people that have absolutely nothing, and some of the faith of these men and women over there. I'm like, I'm in the presence of royalty. I'm in the presence of, it's like you can sense they have a trust factor because they've had to have it. They've had to have the pressure. What are we going to do? Let's dig into some new trust. Let's pour ourselves out to those that are full of worry, and let's stay in the worry-free zone. Husbands and wives, you got to help each other. I always say this, don't put your worry on your spouse till you've laid it at the cross. They can't handle it. You can't, you're not handling it. Why do you think they can? Concern is something different, and we'll talk about that at another time. But tonight, if you and I can realize worry is a trust issue, let's work on our trust. I'm going to close with this. Proverbs 4:6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. That's where Martha went wrong. She thought it was better to serve than to sit. Lean not to your understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. You know, if I know God is directing my path, there might be things on that path that try to come, but if I know he's directing me, then I'm trusting that I can walk through this. Because see, your table and my table is in the presence of my enemies. My provision is in my battle. When Hagar was told to go away, when Sarah sent her away, God came the first time and said, go back and submit to your miss, go back and submit to her. You know what? She was not, I don't know if she was willing, but she went back, and then the second time God made a great nation out of them, out of her and her seed. But the reality is she trusted God even in a path where she didn't. Was not treated well. How about that? God knows our path, doesn't he? Let's trust him. You're going to find out during these days, People are worried sick all across the country. We got to trust the one who saw us before we saw the light of day. We have to trust the one that ordered our steps when it looked like our steps were out of order. Order my steps in your word, O Lord. I love that. Love that song. Love that. I've listened to that many times by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It was life to me because I didn't understand the steps. And I didn't understand how many more I've got to do on this issue. It comes back to trust. There's no trust. If a trust is broken in a marriage, there's no marriage. Trust is vital. It's vital to interpersonal relationships. So tonight, let's be like Mary and stay in that worry-free zone. I'm talking to me. I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to myself. And I pray that tonight, as a congregation, we can be in that zone. So when the Marthas come in, we can help them. Martha, I want to meet her. Jesus didn't cast her aside. But Martha made one of the most powerful statements in the Bible. I know that my brother will live again. Isn't it amazing? I know he'll live again. The resurrection. Then Jesus said, well, Martha, got a surprise for you. I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. He's going to live today. Can we trust the one that calls life when there's death? Can we trust the one, even in our personal situations, with Lazarus sick? Lord, you know, if you'd have been here, can we trust him to the extent that we live a worry-free life? Or seek to try to do it. There's many things that will come at you in your life and me. I want to grow in trust. I want God to trust me with things that will help others. If you're here tonight and you're watching by Facebook, and maybe you have a problem with worry. We all do. We all are different levels of trust. That's okay. Jesus understood where Martha was at. There's no condemnation. But God wants you to live in a worry-free zone because worry will shorten our lives, hurt relationships, and we'll miss that time with God. So maybe you've never asked Christ, and maybe you're away from God because of a worry or trust issue. If that's you, I would just like you to pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart to forgive me of all sin. I believe you died for me and rose the third day. I accept you tonight as my Lord and Savior. I cast all of my care upon you, for you care for me. For your burden is easy and your yoke is light. I choose tonight, the good part, to live in the worry-free zone. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a shout tonight. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, does anybody know a good dry cleaning service? Well, I've shared my heart with you tonight. I probably graduated with honors and masters from the College of Worry. I think they're going to make me a professor. You know, really, I think